Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. We are starting our annual series of podcasts dedicated to the AVN Awards and the voting process, something that I've done for the last couple years, and some of you seem to like it. If you do like it, I'd like to hear from you. Use the feedback button at the bottom of this page or drop me a line, Roger@RogReviews.com. If you would like to come up with topics, questions, comments, or anything about this series of podcasts or anything related to adult, I'd be happy to address it in the next one. This will be a series, as was last year. Just to kind of give you a little background, of course, the AVN Awards is still widely considered to be the largest and most prestigious in our adult industry. I am a voter, have been for 7-8 years now. I'd have to go back and check. It is a huge honor. I will say it over and over in the podcast, and I do mean that. Certainly, I started out as an independent film critic on my own website, and when I was invited to take part in this, I was very pleased. It's a time-consuming task. It takes several days. Before we get to that, though, the list of nominees I'm going to read over, some of the categories, those were all selected by a committee of people. That, to me, is the really big job. They've got to take everything that was released, take a look, figure out what categories to put them all in and what should be honored, and that's tremendous. We will do a lot of talking. I'll take a lot of comments on the lists. Obviously, one of the things that we all love about lists like this is that they're imperfect. Nobody is going to say, yes, that list is perfect. We're all going to have our favorites, things that we thought got overlooked, things that we thought perhaps should not be on the list. I do not really censor comments, don't like to do that, but I will say this, I'd like to keep sort of this framework. I believe this is a positive thing and should be a positive thing. People who are nominated are generally proud of their nomination. It's a good thing for them, and I don't like it when we rain on their parade. To me, saying, why wasn't James Dean nominated here is better than saying, why did this guy get nominated? He sucks. So if we can, again, without censoring you, try and keep it positive. I do think it's a good thing when we say, wow, I think maybe they overlooked this, or perhaps, you know, this could have been in a different category. I think that's different, and it's good to good critique as opposed to just saying that everything sucks, which is what a lot of people like to do. Okay, as I said, I've done this for a few years, and I do consider it to be a great honor. Those of you who've listened in the past, this is going to be a little bit of a review, but I will go over the voting process before we start breaking down some of the categories. Voting is done through a web-based system. We're going to log into the website here, and we have to do a drop-down menu on each category, and there are a couple hundred, so this is a very large task, obviously. And those of you that don't know, it is a weighted voting system. So a first place vote is worth more than a second, and so on. The numbers vary, and I don't know if it's a positive or negative number system. My guess is it's probably negative. First place is worth 1 point, second two, and so on, and the object is to have the fewest number of points. Perhaps it's the other way around. If there are 12, first place is worth 12. Either way, you know, quite often first, second, third, those are easy. Maybe the last in a category is easy. But when you're talking, you know, 7, 8, 9 in the middle, it does take quite a bit of care if you're going to do it right, and I try and do it right, take some time to rank so that people actually do get their proper win, because it can make a difference. You know, if there's a tight race up at the top and somebody gets a lot of 6th place votes as opposed to 10th place votes, makes a difference. So it'll be a little painstaking. Also, I've cleared it with AVN over the years to do these podcasts and discuss my voting. I will very, very rarely tell you who exactly I'm voting for. I will sometimes. Usually what I'll do is I'll give you a couple of people that I think deserve to win, or perhaps I think will win. I give you some reasons why, some things to look for, and then, you know, I usually don't talk about what I think is at the bottom, because like I said, I try and keep this positive. It is something that I do think we can sort of take the high road on. So I hope this will be entertaining for you and maybe help you pick out some things. I hope you'll hear me talk well about your favorites, and again, lots of room for feedback. I'll try and keep it positive, but I'm going to address whatever questions you may have. I'm going to throw it out there on social media when I'm doing these to try and address. But please, you know, drop me an email, put a comment, tweet. What's my Twitter handle? I always forget that. Now I'm going to scramble a little bit and find out what it is. I don't even know how to find my Twitter handle. Roger, Roger T, Pipe, P-I-P-E, Roger T. Pipe. That is my Twitter handle. These podcasts are officially unsponsored. It's something that I do just on my own. But if you happen to go visit RogerReviews.com, you want to click on some of the links. HotMovies.com is a new sponsor this year. We're really happy to be in business with them. Also, Adult DVD Empire, as always. Several others we'll mention as we go. But take a look at that. Also, if you're in need of porn PR, please take a look at PipelineMultimedia.com. That's my company. We do our best to provide excellent service for our clients. We specialize in sort of different kinds of campaigns, some companies, some webcam girls, some clip stores, all kinds of good stuff. Let's go ahead then and get started. First category, All-Girl Performer of the Year. I'm not sure how long this has been around. I want to say it's first year, but it probably is second. Because obviously, as porn has diversified and it's less, these awards are less about the traditional means of delivery, you know, i.e. VHS tapes or DVDs. There's more variety in the performers now. You've got women who only do girls for safety reasons. We'll probably do a podcast on safety since that's been such a huge issue this year. But also niche websites, clip stores allow for performers to do this sort of thing a little more easily than they used to. The nominees here, Ella Alexandra, Lily Cade, who I had the pleasure of meeting, very, very sexy girl, Shyla Jennings, Justine Jolie, Milena Morgan, Princess, with the two Z's, she of course is very high profile, Sammy Rhodes, Raven Roquette, Layla Rose, Sin Sage, Spencer Scott, Angela Summers, with an O, Celeste Starr, Sovereign Sire, and Taylor Vixen. A lot of these women you may recognize from regular porn movies and also from having done boy-girl at times, but they just focus on girl-girl. This one's tough for me. You guys probably know by now, girl-girl porn is one of my least favorite genres. And as we go through these, I didn't mention this in sort of the primer, but I won't cover every category. I don't have to vote in every category. AVN allows us to vote only in the categories we want to. So there are some that just are not my area of expertise. Also, in categories where I can't get to watching everything. That's a really tough thing. Also, this is one that I will probably vote on because I've seen all of these girls. Princess is gorgeous and does great stuff for girlfriends films. Sammy Rhodes has always been one of my favorites. I like Lily Cade a lot. She puts a lot of energy into her scenes. Justine Jolie is just one of the most beautiful girls in the industry. So those are some of your better performers. I would like, if someone is a huge fan of all-girl porn, to maybe, you know, campaign for some of their favorite girls. I'm definitely going to check out work by all of them. So far, we haven't seen any, and just again, a little insight, what happens when all these are nominated? The companies send huge boxes to all of us. To go over. Hundreds of movies come in from the big companies, big distributors. Still waiting right now on Jules Jordan Video, so I imagine there's probably at least one more big box coming in. But I've got New Sensations, Downstairs, Vivid, Wicked, Pure Play, Evil Angel, lots and lots of good stuff down there that I've been going through day and night. Sometimes individual performers or directors will send small little packages, which is always nice to kind of focus on their individual performer. Haven't seen any of that from the performers this year, so that may be something down the road for this all-girl performer category and also the next one, which is BBW Performer of the Year. Again, fairly new, if not brand new category. One that I like. Take this moment maybe to editorialize just a bit. And by the way, if those of you wondering, we're going to keep it between 12 and 15 minutes on each of these podcasts to keep them manageable. Try and put up one a day, maybe two a day for a while. Again, going to encourage you all to comment and maybe help shape this so it's not just me reading names. But for BBWs, it's not one of my favorite genres of porn, not because I don't like the performers or because I don't like women of a particular size. I actually do really like all sizes of women. What I don't like about BBW porn, or haven't in the past, is the same complaint I've had about all black porn. Quite often, it's just not very good. The quality's not good, the camera work is shoddy, the lighting isn't good. The makers of these genres do not often enough spend the kind of money and take the kind of time to deliver quality product. And I've asked quite often if that's a result of the audience. Is the audience who likes BBW porn, are they willing to accept lower quality? Do they like maybe a rougher look so that it seems more real woman, real world sort of thing. Ask those questions. I like to see whatever kind of porn I want to see it done well. I certainly appreciate the ragged edge of amateur porn and some of that stuff. But when we're talking about just standard porn, whether it be girl-girl, BBW, all-black, interracial, all-white, whatever it is, make it good. And I haven't seen enough of that from BBW porn in the past, with people shooting women of size in a flattering way. And we're seeing more of that now, and I think by recognizing the performers, we're perhaps expanding a little bit and making it better. And I think those of you who do not watch BBW porn will probably recognize some of these names. Social media is helping that too. A couple of these women on this list will recognize are big on social media, and the personality and the charm and the beauty comes through to fans in ways that, okay, you know, maybe they wouldn't pick up a movie with the word fat in the title, which I don't like. But they will follow a Carla Lane or a Kelly Shibari or a Casey Parker and appreciate them and then want to see their movies. So that's my little editorial for the day on BBW porn. I know that I have a few people who agree with me on that. Maybe they'll chime in as well. You know, the more we speak up, the more we're going to see. Performer of the Year for BBW, Eliza Allure, Bella Benz, Betty Black, B-L-A-C, Black, I would assume. I don't know her. Felicia Clover, April Flores, who we all know, Claudia Kelly, Carla Lane, who I have met and is super cute and a great performer. Really like her. Lexi Lux, Marilyn Mason, Maserati Monica. That's kind of a cool name. M-A-Z-Z-E-R-A-T-I-E, Monica. Casey Parker, who's really cute. Kelly Shibari, who's very sexy and had some good success last year with her gangbang. Trashly Treasures, Courtney Trouble, Jocelyn Underwood. I had to do some looking for some of these performers. The BBW stuff is not really being sent to us as critics. So until we find them, it makes it tough. But obviously, Bella Benz, I know. April Flores would have to be a contender for this. Carla Lane is one of my favorites of any size, let alone just BBWs. Casey Parker, I think, is really cute. And Kelly Shibari's a dynamic performer with a great social media presence. And I really like her a lot as well. So those would be my top contenders. Kelly, Casey, Carla, it's all K's. And then probably April Flores. If you're on this list and you happen to hear this podcast and I haven't seen your work, hit me up on Twitter or drop me a line, Raj at RajReviews.com. That goes for any of these categories. If I haven't reviewed your stuff, you know, drop me a line and we'll get that taken care of. All right, so we're at about 12 minutes. We will do two more. We'll do Best Actor, Best Actress, and then we'll end this first one. Best Actor nominees. I'm not going to go over the names. It just take too long. Richie Calhoun, Dale DeBone, Mark Davis, James Dean, Ryan Driller, Seth Gamble, Alec Knight, Kieran Lee, Kurt Lockwood, Brendan Miller, Tommy Pistol, Chris Slater, Stephen St. Croix, Evan Stone, Michael Vegas. No one got nominated twice in the category, which is always nice to see. Dale DeBone was nominated for Iron Man XXX. It was all right. Mark Davis and Nobody's Daughter. I just saw that. That was from Hard Candy. I really liked that performance. James Dean and Watch Over Me from Digital Playground. Alex Knight was in Breaking Bad XXX. He got the plum role there. Walter White. Kurt Lockwood's in What Do You Want Me to Say from Girlfriends Films. Brendan Miller's in Divorcees. Chris Slater, Unfaithful. Tommy Pistol in Evil Head, which was very funny. Bruce Campbell role, fantastic. What I found interesting here was there's a movie called Daddy's Girls from Girlfriends Films by Biscow, and we'll be seeing it later. But neither of the male leads, Alec Knight or Evan Stone, were nominated for that one, which I thought was very interesting. Because I think as much as I liked Alec in Breaking Bad, I thought his performance in Daddy's Girls was actually a little better. So perhaps we will be discussing those performances later on down the list. But in this category, I was a little surprised. I haven't completed this category. There's still some movies I have not seen. I do know, and again, Dale was good. Alec was good. I really liked Mark Davis and Nobody's Daughter. Mark's a good actor. James Dean and Watch Over Me was really good as well. Kieran Lee in To Live and Fuck in L.A., which is a Brazzers feature, also very good. It's tough this time. Haven't seen Evan in Adventures in Eden yet, or Michael Vegas in Rebound. I hear those are both very good. So it's kind of up in the air. There was not one performance this year that stood out. A couple years ago, Tommy Pistol in Taxi Driver was amazing. So this one's still kind of up in the air, and no one really standing out as way better than everybody else, but a lot of good performances, and a lot of, this year, some non-parody acting, which is nice. There's still plenty of it, but for a while, the parody performances were sort of dominating the Best Actor category. Best Actress, speaking of parodies, Annika Albright's Oh My God, It's the Leaving Las Vegas parody performance is nominated. Pretty good. Just saw that one. Tara Lynn Fox in This Ain't Homeland was pretty fantastic. Ali Hayes in Clerks XXX was very funny. In a parody, but with a lot of sort of a different feel to it. I really think that she did an excellent job. Going down here as well, Penny Pax in The Submission of Emma Marks. Really good movie. If you guys haven't seen that, from New Sensations. Maddie O'Reilly in Not the Wizard of Oz. She was pretty great in that movie. But again, she also was in Daddy's Girls, which did get nominated here. Interesting. Brooklyn Lee in The New Behind the Green Door. That one I have not seen yet. I've heard great things about her performance. I like Sunny Lane in The Stripper. I like Sunny Lane in pretty much anything. Jessie Jane in Code of Honor. Jessie doesn't get nominated a whole lot for her acting skills. And she was very good in Code of Honor. There's one name on this list, though, and I have not seen the movie yet. Just got it from Wicked, and that is Sexpionage, The Drake Chronicles, Jessica Drake. Jessica is easily one of the three best actresses in our business, and I think she's always kind of a favorite to take home a trophy in this category. So, kind of vague, gotta say, early favorite would be Ali Hayes. I think she was fantastic in Clerks, very funny, and humor is so tough to do. So, that's it for this one. Please comment. You can comment on Twitter and Facebook. Drop me a line, Roger Reviews. The comments down below. Whatever you want to do, drop me a question, a comment. I would love to hear from you. I will be doing several more of these. We've got lots of categories to cover. So once again, thank you. I thank AVN for the honor to vote. Thank you for listening, and would appreciate any feedback you've got. I'm going to go ahead and shut this one down. We got lots more to do. Also going to do a special podcast on First Amendment and celebrity and all that fun stuff. So thanks again. Please visit RajReviews.com, also PipelineMultimedia.com, for your adult and mainstream PR needs. Thanks.